All right. Well, good evening, everybody. It's good to see you. It's nice seeing more people in here tonight. However, the only ones that are down front are my parents. I promise I took a shower this morning. Even Larry and Pat are in the back. I don't know. I'm starting to get a complex. That's right. As opposed to last week. Anyway, let's go over a couple announcements real quickly. Things going on. Christmas dinner is this Sunday. Don't forget, it starts at 4:30. And then we're doing the adult Christmas cantata immediately following the dinner. So that'll start at 6 o'clock. You do not have to come to the dinner in order to come to the cantata, all right? So I'm looking forward to doing that. Also, we're still working on our baskets and all that. So if you're interested in helping, there is Judy's contact information. Once again, I'm not going to leave it up there real long. If you need to go back to it, you can do that after the service and just put it on pause and you can get that information there. Things that are needed. I did take off the turkeys. All right. So right now what is needed is the turkey breast, 5 to 6 pounds. Ham, 5 to 6 pounds, fresh fruit, oranges, apples, tangerines, halos, cuties, and lots of homemade cookies. And then, did y'all notice the angel tree? There's no more ornaments on the angel tree. Absolutely. So, oh ye of little faith, when I heard how many they had, I was like going, oh man, I don't know, you know, with the numbers that we have and all that and everything, I was like, I'm shutting up anymore. I'm not saying a word about nothing. So anyway, yeah, you don't believe that either. Angel tree instructions packages needs to be back by December 12th. Each angel gets 4 packages. Put as many gifts as you want in each one. Wait, I'll tell you what, the way some of those shoe boxes were packed, I mean, there were some of those puppies that they had. I think you could have gotten an industrial-sized rubber band on those things, and it wouldn't have held them. But anyway, put your 4 gifts in a large trash bag and attach your angel tag to it. Make sure it is secure so that it doesn't come off. Sit them along the wall by the tree. You do not need to add individual labels because the ladies will take care of that on the team, all right? And just once again, I just want to thank everybody for doing this. You know, there's some kids that you know, this is a way that they get Christmas. And so, you know, it's an important ministry. So I appreciate you guys stepping up and taking care of that. Don't forget, if you're online with us, you can put your prayer requests down at any time, and we'll get back to them when we get finished with our Bible study this evening. All right. So let's go ahead, we'll pray, and then we'll dive in. Remember, we're getting out of, I just popped the microphone off. We're going to take a break from Daniel for just a little while. Since we're in December, we're going to start taking a look at Christmas and what that means to us. So let's pray and we'll dive into it, okay? Father, we just thank you for this evening. We thank you for your love, your watch care. Father, we thank you for this time of year where we celebrate the birth of your Son, and Father, the gift that was given to us through him. And Father, we just pray that as we are in this season, and Lord, through the hustle and bustle of everything that's going on, that we would really just focus on what this season is about. And Lord, that as we are going through our routines, and Father, we see there's just lots of people around, and probably more so, and patience sometimes can wear thin. Father, just help us to be able to just take a step back and show your love to those around us as we celebrate once again the birth of your Son. So, Father, bless our time this evening. Thank you for the time together. We ask all these things in your name. Amen. All right, so tonight, the first lesson in this thing that we're doing, the whole lesson is called The Miracle of Advent. And tonight we're taking a look at the miracle of the moment. We're going to be in Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. We're going to be in Psalm 104, verse 27, and then Mark 1:15. All right? So first question, what is something a person might do in which timing is everything. What's something that you might do where timing is everything? Hitting a baseball. And hitting it well. What else? Cooking. Say that again. Orchestra. How about planting a garden? Any of y'all ever gone to your boss and ask him for a raise? I work in a position where that will never happen. You don't go ask the boss. All right? How about an experience where your timing was either just right to avoid disaster or it was off and there was a negative result? I don't know if you all remember, but I told y'all that when we got back from the beach that we were coming through the Withville area. And there was a, as we're getting ready to get off to get gas anyway. It's like the second exit on the way home. And I mean, there's an overpass there, and we just saw a huge cloud of dust coming up over that overpass. And I told Julia, I said, something has happened. And so as we're getting off, we look over and there's been a semi that was coming the other direction. And I don't know if he wasn't, because traffic was heavy, and I don't know if he wasn't paying attention, but he had evidently slammed on his brakes, lost control of the truck, put it in the median, and it was over on its side. We came very, very close to actually witnessing that accident happen. When I was at, I hadn't had my license that long. Y'all know Deer Alley, right? Route 68 coming from Ravenswood to Parkersburg, right? We're coming there. And we're at Hopewell Church of Christ. Mom and Dad had their old, this is how long, their old 76 Aspen station wagon. And we're coming up, I'm topping that hill. And there's two fawn, they weren't all that big, and I hit both of them. So we get out and get the one, but here's really the timing in that thing and God taking care. 2-3 seconds before that, there were two motorcycles that were coming the opposite direction. The deer had been a little earlier. They'd run in front of that those two motorcycles. And they would have probably laid their motorcycles over, and instead of hitting deer, I could have been running over people. God's timing in all that. And I'm sure that you guys can relate to things that have happened in your lives and stuff like that, as I've just related those from mine. Now, think about the timing of Jesus' advent to the earth. Why do you think God didn't send Jesus as soon as Adam and Eve ate the apple, or when Israel was being held captive in Egypt? Why didn't he just send him then? Wanting time for it. You know, when I say we, you know, I'm talking about humanity. But would we have been ready for it at that point? Recognizing how lost in sin we were and all. Today's December 1st. For a lot of us, we've been looking forward to this season. My wife, November hits and Christmas starts. It starts going, our house takes on a transfer. I don't even know why we put up fall decorations, to tell you the truth. because it's like they're there for 2 weeks and then they're gone and we go red and green. She loves Christmas. She loves the season. If you can't tell, my wife loves to decorate. If you've ever been to our house, I told her, I said, listen, I said, I grew up, going to throw Mom under the bus here. Mom had a divider between the dining room and the kitchen. On that divider that was 3 shelves high were salt and pepper shakers that she collected. Jeanette and I would switch off what our jobs were. 1 week I would sweep and then I'd dust the next, and then Jeanette was opposite that. We hated dusting because every one of those salt and pepper shakers had to come off of that divider. Then you had to put them all back. Guess what got put away after Jeanette and I went to college? Dad's down here doing a victory dance. All right? I told Julie, I said, if you want me to dust, I said, what you do, all your little knickknacks that you have around the house, I said, put them on Velcro. Just plant them. Just put them on there. I'll go get the leaf blower, and I will blow the dust off of everything. Eventually, it will settle in the carpet, and I don't have a problem sweeping. I love to sweep. Dusting is another. I'd rather plant a garden on top of it. Just saying. And how we got there from Christmas and decorating, I don't know. But anyway, if you've got little ones, you know, or grandchildren, you know that they're looking forward to this time of year. They're all over it. For those of us that are older, I always remember getting the Sears catalog, the Christmas catalog, and going through that thing and marking everything like I thought my Santa Claus was a millionaire. We'll leave it there just in case there's little ears around. But anyway, if you haven't already ordered stuff, you've probably got a list that you've already got made up. Think about Mary and Joseph and about how much forward they were looking to the arrival of God's Son. Especially Mary, right? The birth of Christ happened at just the right time that God had it planned for. It wasn't late. It wasn't early. It was at the exact time that he had it planned. And that's what we're going to take a look at tonight. So we're starting with Galatians 4:4-5. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth the Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. Those of y'all that have different, if you've got your Bibles and you've got a different translation than this one, what's another thing that they use for fullness of time? When the right time came? Okay. When the time came to completion, okay? I was going to try to look it up real quick on the Bible I have on my phone, but it's preparing my library. Oh, there it is. Okay. If you've got another one, yell her out. Oh, wait. That switched over. I thought I had NIV. It's the same. It's ESV that I have on this one. So fullness of time. All right. Let's take a look at some questions. What does this communicate to us about God's plan? But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son. What's that tell us about his plan? It's all in his time. When did this plan come about? In the beginning. God had this planned out from the very beginning of time. If we truly believe that God is all-knowing, then we believe He knew that man would fall in the garden. Think about that. I mean, you know, I think every one of us that have either raised children or been around children, we know that they're going to mess up. That's just the nature of a child. It's the nature of all of us. We're not going to be perfect. But think, God created us to have fellowship with Him. He created the Garden of Eden, all this. But yet, even while He's doing all this, He knows that we're going to mess up. It's just going to happen. How much did that grieve Him to know that? To know that we would turn our backs. But then, He also knew one day that He's going to bring us to heaven to have eternal fellowship with Him one of these days. That's got to be something. You know, when we talked about on Sunday, when we talked about keeping our eye on the prize, God sees all that that's going to happen. He's all-knowing. So He sees and He knows exactly what that's going to look like when we get to heaven with Him. That's amazing. But then also, in this plan, let's take a look at the other side. He also knew that the law was not going to work out. And He knew that eventually He was going to have to send His Son to make that sacrifice for us and for our sins. There's a whole, you think about, if we're made in God's image, just think about the dichotomy of emotions that He had to go through all, that He goes through every day. Just knowing all that's going on around us and what we do and how we let Him down, but yet knowing in the end that because of the sacrifice that He provided for us through His Son, that one of these days we're going to be reunited with Him to worship and praise Him and give Him glory and just be able to sit down at the throne with Him and just, that's what we're going to do. I mean, that's going to be the best Christmas present ever. Now, what does it mean that Christ was born under the law? God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law. What's that mean? Somebody was saying something. Right. So He was born under the Jewish law and was expected to follow the things just like Joseph would have been His earthly father. He was expected to follow that law in order to be a good Jewish follower or follower of the religion. So He was expected to do that. What's the significance of that reality for us? Why is it such a big deal that He was under the law? And that statement is made there. He's the only one ever in history to perfectly keep the law that His Father set down for us to follow. And He'll be the only one in history to ever follow it. But yet, even beyond that, He laid down His life for us and paid the sacrifice for us so that our sin could be forgiven. So why did He send Him to earth? What was his purpose? To pay the price for our sins. So that one day, like I just said, we could be reunited with the Father. Let's go on to Psalm 104:27. These all look to you to give them their food in due season. All right? Once again, that scripture. These all look to you to give them their food in due season. How does this verse describe the relationship between the Creator and the created? What does this verse in Psalm say about the relationship that we have with our Father? Or really anything that's created. He gives us what we need. He gives us what we need when we need it. He just didn't create us and said, boom, there you go, it's all yours. He watches us and He gives us what we need when we need it. He takes care of us. When have you experienced God's provision at just the right time? Have you had that? I mean, do you just sit there sometimes and you just like going, okay, man, that was such a God thing. There's been some times here, in honestly, I mean, there's been... I was dealing with situation a few weeks ago. And I'm just really, I mean, I'm praying about it and all this and everything. And I'm just hoping that I'm doing the right thing and all that. And I wake up and I do my devotion the next morning. And my devotion could not have hit it any more plain than what it did that morning. I mean, it was just like, I really wanted to get another copy of the book to see if God had worked a miracle and just moved that one around, you know? Because, I mean, that's exactly the way it was. I mean, it was there, and I'm like going, oh, my heavens. And it not only gave me clarity of mind, but it just confirmed that I was on the right track. And I'm sure that others of you have gone through those circumstances as well. He just, if you look for it, you know He's there. And I think that's one thing with Christian maturity. As you go through and as you get older in your faith and as you get deeper in your faith, the things that you once looked at happenstance, you realize that there is no happenstance. It's all God working things out and bringing it together. And I do. I mean, even at school, I will look at teachers that I know that aren't believers, and I'll just look at them and say, that right there was just a God moment. Sunday morning, absolutely a God moment. Exactly. Exactly. Dave was talking about Sunday morning when Dave got up and shared what he did Sunday morning and then with what I was preaching on Sunday morning. And it's all God's time. And do you know how many, listen, when I do the music for Sundays, it's typically 2 weeks out. Okay? I'm planning, I send out what we're doing, like what we're doing this Sunday, I would typically send it out Sunday afternoon. Okay, but I've actually put that together the Sunday before. So it's 2 weeks out. So for even if Mark would come to me like the week before, I can't remember how he ended and what our invitation him was, but I was sitting there going, oh my goodness. Then when Danny was here the week before that, once again, it was just like, it couldn't have been timed any better or couldn't have been put together any better unless Danny had picked out the invitation hymn. Folks, that's... Please understand, I am not saying that Rick's got an almighty connection to God. You know, it's sort of like, Mom, I'm going to throw you under the bus again. I've done that a lot tonight, haven't I? Mom will say, do you think we need to eat outside? The Weather Channel says it's going to rain at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That means it's going to rain. Weather Channel says it's going to rain at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That means Weather Channel must have a direct line to God because he's telling me it's going to rain at 2 o'clock, right? I just say, look at the, you know, I look at the radar and see what it's doing, okay? Mom, I'll pay you, I promise. You're going to get a really good Christmas present. I just said that, didn't I? Anyway, do you all know people that do that, though? You know people that do that. I'm not, Mom's not the only one. So anyway, Julie's going to say, you're really going to pay for this. I'm telling you. I don't have that connection. That's God working it out. Once again, Rick is not that smart. Keep saying it, brother. Listen, I wish more people believed it. There's people that, golly, Neds, no. All right, let's move on. Oh, I'm going to have to spend time at the altar after this evening. All right. Romans 5:6. We're going to read that before we go on to the next. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. What state were we in when Christ died for us? What were we like? Dead. We were weak, helpless. We were ungodly. We did nothing to deserve the gift that was given to us in the birth and death of Jesus. We did nothing. That was all God. That was all God and his love for us. Yes. Yeah, Rome, everybody, Rome was a treacherous leader and all that. But then even, I mean, just look within the church itself, though, in the way that the Sadducees and the Pharisees were treating the people and all that. You know, not only was the world at that point, but even within the Jewish faith, and they were, you know, they were all about hoarding it to themselves and telling them how everybody else had failed. Yeah, so how does this verse relate to Psalm 104:27? We said that 104:27 was that God supplies all our needs, okay? And 6 says, for while we were still weak at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. How do these two scriptures relate? Doesn't matter where you're at in life, God's going to be there for you. God's supplying exactly what we need at exactly the right time. It's all in His plan. Isn't it funny that we're talking about God's plan when we're in the middle of all this with, you know, searching for a pastor and all that still? Nothing ever takes God by surprise. Nothing. Yeah. Doesn't matter where you're at in life. Everything happens at the right time and when God has it planned. No. And sometimes Dad says sometimes we have problems recognizing it, but sometimes we don't want to recognize it either. I mean, you know, as much as it hurt, you know, and I haven't gone through this, But as much as it hurt when Don and Janet passed away, that was God's timing. If you don't know Don and Janet's my wife's parents. As much as that hurt, and us going through that really at an early age, you know, when Janet passed, Jalen was in first grade. Jalen goes down to Mimi. That's what she called Janet, Mimi. Jalen went down to Mimi's, was trying to get her to eat that evening, and got her to eat maybe half a bowl of soup, if that. And then the next thing that Jalen knows is that the living room was our place for discussions. But the next thing she knows is I'm taking her into the living room and telling her that Mimi, you know, went to be with Jesus. And then when Dawn passed, she was in eighth grade. Julie had gone down. He had fallen, hurt his shoulder, done all this stuff, had to have surgery, broke his kneecap. And so they did surgery on the shoulder and they did surgery on the kneecap. And he was doing fine until Sunday evening before service. I was arranging for a flight for them to come back home the next day. And by that evening, I had to call the airline again and say, things aren't going as well as what they were earlier. I need to cancel those tickets. They were so good. And then by Monday morning, he had passed. You know, both of those things are just horrible, horrible events. And you all have been through those. You know, most of you all have lost parents. And so you know what I'm talking about. And as much as you hate for that to happen, you recognize that God had a plan in it. And it's hard to see that at the time as you're going through that grief. And it's hard to recognize that. It was hard. You know, I've shared with you all about, you know, I came back here and for 7 years, I subbed in the county. God provided for Julie and I during those 7 years. I mean, there is no other way to describe. We ended up, I'm subbing, she's owning a shop and not always having, you know, solid income from the shop, because when you own your own business, you know what happens. So we end up, somehow, we got approved to buy a trailer. You tell me how that happens. Didn't even have to have a cosigner. You tell me how that happens. Exactly. God provided what he wanted for us at the time. Realized it, but didn't want to recognize it, that God had a plan for us for those 7 years. Because if I'd have gone a year earlier and had the job at Belfry that I was in line for, and some of y'all have heard this, I wouldn't have had a job, and I get the job at Blennerhassett, and now we're working on year 25. God's timing. God provided. Looking for God and recognizing that he's providing that for us. And once again, as we get older in our faith and as we walk closer to him, we see that more and more and we recognize it more and more. Mark 1:15, in saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. How does this verse communicate the need for urgency in responding to Jesus today? The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Why should there be such an urgency? We don't know when the time will be. We know this, don't we, Virginia? That it is a day closer than what it was yesterday. It could be tomorrow. It could be next week. It could be 5 years from now. It could be 30 years from now. But we do know this. We are a day closer. And we do know this as well. Just like I was talking about Don and Janet. We don't know that we're guaranteed tomorrow. We don't know what our circumstance is going to be. And we need to respond to the gospel and what it is. We have the opportunity, you know, those of us that have accepted Christ at a young age, we've got the opportunity to live a life for Christ. Now, we don't know when, once again, we don't know when he's going to return, but it's important that we make that decision and that we do it without delay. Because listen, once you accept Christ, then you become a witness for him. And it is our job as Christians. It's not, you know, if you want to look at it as a job, you know, it really shouldn't be a job. It should be something that we do, but we grow closer to him. We do this through discipleship, digging into his word, meeting with others that challenge us in our beliefs and end up helping us to dig deeper. That is one thing I love, is when I get somebody that doesn't believe exactly the way that I do, and we can go back and forth with each other. And yet still, I know this is tough in today's world, isn't it? Still respect each other. Because we're taught not to do that anymore. If you don't agree with me, sorry, go away. I like it because it makes me dig. And it makes me think even more about what it is that I believe in and all that. But we become witnesses for him, and we need to dig deeper and all that, and then we need to make sure that we're showing his love to those around us. So it is, we need to be about his business. Is there a situation in which you've waited to turn to God for help? You ever been in a situation where you just say, and you just don't do it? You just try to take care of it on your own. If there's anybody that says no in here, you might want to move away from them. I know it's cold outside, but there's still lightning. God can do it. So here's the question. Why do you think we do that? Sin makes us do it. Pride, which is sin. Dave just got the answer that just covers it all, right? Dave got the Sunday school answer. Think about this. When we do this, when we do stuff on our own, aren't we putting ourselves before God? We're depending on ourselves instead of him. We're putting ourselves in front of him. Oh. We like to think we've got it all together and we've got all the pieces of the puzzle. We like to think we believe that we don't need to bother God with our problems. Oh, this one's too small. I got it. I can handle it. Then the little things start adding up into larger things. And then the larger things get even bigger. And before we know it, we're gasping for air. Why? Because we're drowning. We're drowning in our own self-righteousness. We're drowning in our own belief that we could handle it. God wants us to turn even the smallest details of our lives over to him. And why is that? Because he loves us that much. What does this verse indicate the miracle of this moment right now? What's the miracle of this moment right now? At 6:38. It's not too late to accept him. He's always there. Just like God has a plan, he's here with us right now. He is providing for us. Even right now, he knew that you were going to be here tonight to hear what's going on. The miracle of the moment is that God is providing for us exactly what we need at exactly the right time. And for those folks that are online, God knew you were going to be there as well, and that you're listening to this. So some stuff to think about as we get ready to head out tonight. What steps can we take so that we might consider each day and moment as a miracle from God instead of as something we just have to get through? Come spend a day with me at the middle school. What steps can we take so that we might consider each day a moment as a miracle from God instead of as something we just have to get through? Yeah, just being thankful for what you have and who you're with. Listen, there are days that my kids can frustrate the ever-living snot out of me. But you know what? Those same kids, at some point during the day, put a smile on my face. As crazy as things have been, and as we try to figure this thing we call education out again after all that has happened, I'm really enjoying my time this year. Now remind me that I said that and play this back to me. There are relationships that I'm building with kids that I haven't had in a while. After last year, literally teaching my kids who were not quite, almost, if you move this upper section to where the bottom step is, that's probably how far I was away from my closest kids, the closest the kids were to me in the front row of the auditorium. And then having to move back when I was playing piano. You know, I talked with them and I told the parents about the distance. But then there was another distance that was created through all that. And that was the distance of me not getting to know my kids, not getting to sit down with them and spend time with them and do that stuff. And it's through those relationships that I hope that I'm able to share with them the hope that I have. Can't just flat out and come out and say it, but boy, there are a lot of ways that we can demonstrate it. And this year, as once again, as crazy as some times are, me getting to sit down at a lunch table and talk with some kids for a little while and just see how they're doing. Golly, Neds, I have a great job. I really do. I have two great jobs. Second question, what step of commitment to God do you need to stop putting off and make now? What step of commitment to God do you need to stop putting off and make now? And once again, we follow Sunday sermon. There's something for every one of us. There's something for, because we're not there yet. We're not going to get there until we see Him face to face. How are we doing as a group at encouraging each other to live in the miracle and provision of each moment God gives us? And how can we do better? How are we doing as a group at encouraging each other to live in the miracle and provision of each moment God gives us? And how can we do better? These are some things for you to think about as we wrap it up tonight, all right? Okay, prayer service this evening. Did I get a microphone to somebody? Larry, did you have a comment? Wow. That's cool. Larry was sharing about a guy, for those of y'all online, Larry was sharing about a guy that's been coming to their Monday night Bible studies that wouldn't share a whole lot, wouldn't talk about anything, but here in the last 4 or 5 weeks, he's just really turned around and started opening up and sharing with them. That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, prayer requests you all might have this evening. And I did have a mic. Dave, Brother Dave. Is that on? Okay. I don't hear you. Yeah. Who knows? I went to Marshall. Check, check, check. Well, that doesn't do any good, does it? There. I think it's got it now. I'll trade you. Shake, rattle, and roll. Oh, heavens, I just sang a rock and roll song in the church.
Pat and I will be traveling, leaving early in the morning, and we'll be gone for about a week. So we need the prayer on travel mercies.
All righty. Be careful.
My friend Mary Lee is still in the hospital in a regular room, still waiting to be transferred to Encompass. But she sounds really good.
Good. Good, good, good. Others this evening.
I think I saw on Facebook where Jennifer Clark's sister has been in the hospital for 51 days in Pittsburgh and still not doing very well at all. Said, really pray for me big time. Stephanie, what? Stephanie Southall is her name. It's her twin sister.
Yeah. I know that Jeff and them have, or Jeff, Eric and Jennifer have been back and forth up there to Pittsburgh to help out. So, yes, do remember them in prayer. Others. Kinsley. Remember Kinsley, she is back up at Nationwide. She's heading home now? Okay, so hopefully they got stuff figured out for her and got her on a road to where she'll be. She wasn't eating and stuff was going, we'll just say stuff was fast-forwarding through her system. So she has a lot of digestive issues. So. Others. Larry, sorry.
This is a praise. Chris and I was out to Coy Snodgrass's house today. Chris and him was putting a ramp in for him for their house. And while they were working, Bonnie and Coy come home. Well, they parked in a driveway across the road. And somebody said, well, won't you come over here in this driveway? She said, he'll walk. And he got out, walked across the road, down a little slope into the ramp, and the man looked like he had never even been sick. Huh. He really, really looked good.
That's awesome.
And that was a praise.
Absolutely. Remember Mike Knight? For those of y'all that may not know, Mike is waiting on a double lung transplant. Selena is our janitor here at the church. They have two kids that are juniors in high school, and then they have an older daughter who just got married. But Mike might be a year older than me, we were talking about, but lung issues are in his family. And so just remember him, that they can get this done. He's going up to Cleveland sometime soon for some more tests. To have everything in order that if lungs become available, that they can get up there and get this surgery done. So, but just do remember them.
In the pastor search committee, Eva, Melissa, Liza, David, Kevin, and Clarence.
You got too fast for me there.
And Jack Runyon didn't make our stewardship meeting last night because he was sick, so keep him in our prayers.
Yeah, he and Priscilla both had texted me Sunday evening that neither one of them were feeling well. Mark has actually not been feeling well and has been home the last few days. Mark Welch. So remember him in your prayers. Anyone else? Continue to remember the church, of course, leadership, all this. Sportsman's Ministry is there gearing up for the expo, February 5th. Lots of help needed. They're so desperate, I even put my name down. And Chris is back there. I love it. Chris just sort of chuckles. Oh, heavens. Ethel Kane has down here prayers for a friend who has COVID. I was sharing with them, our janitor is a sub-janitor. Her husband has COVID, and so she's having to stay home right now. Also, and I meant to mention this, one of our cooks is going through some health issues. She's going to have some more tests done and then possibly some surgery and some treatment coming up. So not mentioning names, but just remember her in your prayers. As I've worked in the last 2 years, I've had all three lunch duties. So I've gotten to know the cooks quite well in our building. And they work hard. Our group of ladies work very, very hard. And I appreciate them and what all they do. And I appreciate that they feed me lunch every day. So anyway. So, all right. So, anything else before we go to prayer this evening?
Your mom's had an ear infection, and she's been to the doctor 3 times, and still it's not good. A lot of improvement.
Mom has an ear infection, been to the doctor 3 times, still not getting over it, so just pray that something works. Doing Ernest, was it Ernest Ainsley that used to? Yeah. We'll do that on her ear. And all right, anything else? Donna's going to take me out here if I keep it up, aren't you? Earl? I'm checking on, see if there's anything I'm missing real quick. So, all right, well, let's go ahead and pray. And we'll finish out for the evening, all right? Father, we just thank you so much for tonight. Father, man, what a great night. Just taking a look at the miracle of the moment. And Father, each moment of our lives, Lord, we just thank you so much for what you provide for us. And Father, we know Scripture tells us, you've shown us that you will provide what we need. And Father, you'll provide it at the exact time that we need it. And so, Father, there is so much to be thankful for within that. There is so much to be thankful for in the fact that you sent your Son at the right time. Father, not a day early, not a day late. And, Father, we just need to just thank you. And, Father, praise you and worship you for the way that you do take care of us, the way that you love us. Father, the gift of salvation that you gave us through the birth of your Son. And Father, through his death and resurrection as well. Father, we just pray that you would just continue to be with us. Father, help us to just realize that each moment that we live, that each moment where we're out with people, that each circumstance that we find ourselves in, Father, that you are there with us and that you are providing for us. Father, tonight we've had requests that have been mentioned, somewhere physical healing needs to take place, somewhere people are going to be going through tests. Father, somewhere rehab is still needed. And Lord, just so much going on. And Father, we just thank you for the gift that you've given us through medicine. And Father, for the talents that you've given to the people who practice that. And Lord, we just pray that through the things that folks are going through, Lord, that you would just continue to gift these people, give them wisdom that they need to have in order to bring these folks back to full health. We pray for those that are just maybe waiting. And Father, we just pray that you would just be with them as they await the results of these things. Father, for those that are just going through a difficult time emotionally, Lord, we pray for them as well. This time of year when we've got the holidays coming up with Thanksgiving past and then Christmas coming and New Year's, Lord, it just brings that place where we miss loved ones, Father, that have gone on to be with you. And Father, we just pray that you would just help us to love on those folks just a little bit more during this time. Father, that they would rely on you and be thankful for the memories that they have. And Father, that they would just rest in you during this time. Father, for those that there's other things going on that's causing strife, Father, we just pray that you would just place people around them that would be able to minister to them. And Father, give them the answers that they need to hear. And Father, we just pray that you would just be with each one of those situations. And Father, for those that are in need of making a decision for you, Father, we just pray that you would just use the circumstances around them to help them feel the conviction that you are placing on them, that they need to turn their hearts and lives over to you. Father, help us to be tools in that we can show them your love and, Father, the difference that you have made in our lives. Father, that when we confront situations and when we have things that aren't exactly going right, but yet we can smile through it and get our way through it because we know, Father, that you've got a plan. And, Father, that you can use these circumstances to not only bring ourselves closer to you, but we can also bring others through the way that you use us through these situations. Father, we pray for our pastor search committee. And Lord, just pray that you would just continue to be with them as they continue to meet. Lord, we just pray that you would just, once again, that you would just allow the resume of the one that you want here to float to the top. Lord, as they're listening to the sermons and all that, that they would just know beyond the shadow of a doubt that the one that you have is the one that all of them come up with. And Father, that you would just give them a good time of discussion. Father, draw them closer to each other as they continue to work through this process. And Father, once again, we'll just be careful to give you all the praise and all the glory for what's going to take place. Father, we're thankful for the person that you have that's going to be here with us. And Lord, once again, we just pray that you would start laying the Parkersburg area on their hearts. And Father, that they would just have a burden for the lost here with us, but Father, also that they can grow with us and we can grow with them spiritually. Father, we pray that you would be with Mark. Father, we just pray that whatever this bug is that he has, Lord, that you'd get rid of it and just help him to recover. We pray for him as he's getting ready to preach Sunday. And Father, we just pray that your spirit is on him. And Father, that you are giving him the words that you want him to say. And Father, we pray for ourselves as we come into Sunday morning, Lord, that our hearts and minds would be ready and open to what you want to do. Father, we thank you so much for what you are doing, the way that you continue to bless us. And Father, we just pray. I pray for each ministry leader here at the church as we continue to lead the ministries here, Father, that you would just continue to just bless each person. And Father, that you would just help them to keep their eyes focused on you. Father, once again, thank you so much for this evening. Thank you for the gift of your son. Father, thank you for those folks that are here and online as well. Bless us as we go out this evening. And Father, use us where we are at. Keep our hearts and minds open and help us to be those open vessels that you need us to be. We ask all this in your name. Amen. I did remember Brenda Tyree, her one. If you remember her cousin and her one that she was praying for, he passed away last week. His funeral was today. So remember their family in your prayers, all right? And then next Thursday night, December 9th at 6 o'clock, we will have our first prayer meeting in here for our pastor search committee. So remember that next Thursday, December 9th at 6 o'clock. Have a great evening, everybody. Oh, and I also put this up. Next week's lesson. if you want to go ahead and read ahead. It's the miracle of the message. We'll be in Hebrews, imagine that. Hebrews 1, 1 through 3, and then Colossians 1, 15 through 22. All right? Have a great evening, everybody. We'll